DreamWorks SKG. The following is based on actual events. Only the names, locations, and events have been changed. DreamWorks Pictures presents an Apatow production. An aerial view of a sprawling American city.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
A news helicopter.
When people believed everything they heard on TV. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was Ron Burgundy. He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Ron Burgundy was the balls.
Will Ferrell.
I look good. I mean, really good. Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy. Ron sitting behind the news desk, picking his teeth.
Ribs. I had ribs for lunch. That's why I'm doing this.
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?
How are you? You look awfully nice tonight. Hmm? Maybe don't wear a bra next time. No, I was talking to you. No, not her. I don't know her name. What is it? Lanolin? Lanolin? Like sheep's wool?
Unique New York. Unique New York.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down into my belly.
The arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
I'm a shark. 30 seconds. I'm on right now. I don't believe you. What?
Oh, come on, Audrey. I look like hell. I got bags under my eyes. What's that? Well, if you were a man, I would punch you. I'd punch you right in the mouth. That's Bush. Bush League. The human torch is denied a bank loan. You hear me? Audrey! Look at me! I'm sorry. All right? I'm sorry.
All right, we're on. Ready, Phil? We're on in 5, 4.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing for Ron Burgundy and his news team. Go time.
Channel 4 News with 5-time Emmy Award-winning anchor, Ron Burgundy. Cham Kine, sports. Brick Tamlin, weather.
Brick winks at the camera.
And your reporter in the field, Brian Fantana.
It's Channel 4 News at 6 o'clock.
The team stare earnestly into the camera.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight. A La Jolla man clings to life at a university hospital after being viciously attacked by a pack of wild dogs in an abandoned pool.
Hey, everybody! Shut the hell up! Ron Burgundy's on!
A toddler sitting in front of the TV.
Ron Burgundy.
Oh my gosh, you said it first words!
Right now it's 82 degrees in our fair city, and compare that to 48 degrees in the upper northwest and 38 degrees in the Middle East.
Off the coast of Tampa Bay yesterday, one lucky cameraman happened to catch an unusual aquatic daredevil. What you're about to see is a Channel 4 News exclusive. His name is Nutty the Squirrel, and he's 3 years old. How about that? That squirrel can water ski. Oh.
Bikers in a bar.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super, yeah. Super, yeah. Yeah.
Super duper!
That's nice! Way to go! Neato, gang!
Yes!
Boy!
Ed, that is good news. I'll be honest.
Congrats!
That is good news! All right!
Stick around, make sure these guys don't party too much.
They don't really ever listen to me, Ed. Just get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Ron springs off a diving board into a swimming pool.
Yes, these fellows were a real news team. Burgundy, of course, was the foundation, the rock. But each member brought their own special something to the equation.
People call me the Bry Man. I'm the stylish one of the group. I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Back booth there at Charlie Lasers every Friday night. Champ here, I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase, whammy, as in Gene Tennis at the plate.
Brick puts a dollop of mayonnaise into a toaster.
I'm Brick Tamblyn. People seem to like me because I am polite and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks. Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
Hello! Woo! Marco! Bolo!
Oh, you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Oh, that makes two of us.
Yes.
Ron, you gotta meet this girl. She used to be a Charger cheerleader, but then she broke her pelvis.
All right.
Sherry!
Meet Ron Burgundy.
Hey, Ron.
Hello.
I've got a big story for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right here.
Well, hello. Pointed to your boobies.
Oh, my God, you did.
Ron Burgundy?
Yes?
I have had a crush on you since I was a little girl. Let's go somewhere.
Oh, Ron, I'm telling you, it don't get no better than this.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
A pained look flitters across Ron's face as he sips his drink. Suddenly, he notices a woman on the other side of the garden, and he's immediately enraptured. Her sleek figure, silky blonde hair, and graceful walk captures his gaze.
By the beard of Zeus.
He breaks free from his admirers.
Excuse me.
Ron, where are you going? What, are you crazy? Ron!
You're coming down the baseline. You're gonna take home plate from me!
Ron searches for the beauty wearing an open dressing gown that reveals his hairy chest and red Y-fronts.
I've lost her.
The mustachioed anchorman scans the party, then suddenly he spots her. She's sitting at a table caressing the stem of her wine glass. He saunters over to her holding a cocktail. The woman's facing the other way, holding a cigarette.
Hello.
Hello.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing's good. I want to be friends with it.
Well, you certainly know how to compliment a woman. Well, if you'll excuse me.
Do you know who I am?
No, I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Really?
People know me.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany. I mean, that sounds stupid.
No, that's... Very exciting.
Listen, can I start over again?
Sure.
I want to say something. I want to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. I want to be on you. Wait. I...
But she's gone.
I want to be on you.
Later that night, Ron enters his lavish, mahogany-drenched house.
Yoo-hoo! Baxter! Papa's home! There he is. There's my little man.
You're okay?
Of course I met a lady tonight. This one was different. I have to be honest. Quite different. What? I'm lonely? I'm not lonely. I'm beloved by everyone in San Diego. Wow. You know how to cut to the core of me, Baxter. You're so wise. You're like a miniature Buddha covered in hair. Come again. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please. Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator. And you ate a whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing. I forgive you. What do you say we get you in your PJs and we hit the hay, huh? Bedtime. Okay, come on. Let's go. Come on.
Ron's lying in bed with Baxter, both of them wearing matching pajamas and braces in their teeth. The next day, in a meeting room, Ron's asleep at the desk, his head lulled back on his shoulders.
Oh, that was one crazy party. I am hungover.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Oh, yeah, I ate a big red candle.
All right, guys, let's focus up.
Morning, everyone. Here are the stories we're going to be chasing today. It looks like Ling Wong, the rare panda at the San Diego Zoo, is pregnant.
This is a big one.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage. And speaking of Network, word on the street is they're looking for a new anchor. So, Ron.
Network, are they here?
A pair of pink high heels and shapely legs emerge from a taxi.
In addition, a lot of you have been hearing the affiliates complaining about a lack of diversity on the news team.
A blonde woman taps ash from her cigarette and slams the taxi door.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Ron, I would be surprised if the affiliates were concerned about the lack of an old, old wooden ship, but nice try. Diversity means the times are changing. And with that in mind, Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Well, this concerns all of us.
Okay.
Keeping that in mind, I'd like to introduce the latest addition to the KVWN news team, directly from WYPN in Asheville, North Carolina, Ms. Veronica Corningstone.
It's the woman from the party.
Hello, everyone. I just want you all to know that I look forward to contributing to this news station's already sterling reputation.
Ron looks troubled.
I mean, come on, Ed, it's bullcrap. Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man! Not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
Huh?
I don't know what we're yelling about! You're with us, Ron. What do you think? It's terrible! She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon!
Mm-hmm.
Loud noises!
All right, everyone relax. She's not going to take anyone's airtime.
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
I will say one thing for her, Ed. She does have a nice big old behind. I'd like to put some barbecue sauce on that butt and just... Look at that full moon butt. Look at it.
Veronica's at the door.
Mr. Harkin, I was just wondering if you knew when my office would be ready.
Well, that might take some time. For now, why don't you just grab a desk in the bullpen?
You can use my office, then afterwards maybe we can go to lunch.
Lower your voice, Ron.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Harkin. I'll go get my desk set up.
She gives Champ a disparaging look, then walks out of the door.
Oh, she is a saucy mama. I mean, I want to...
Here we go again. Every station is the same. Women ask me how I put up with it. Well, the truth is, I don't really have a choice. This is definitely a man's world. But while they're laughing and grab-assing, I'm chasing down leads and practicing my non-regional diction. Because the only way to win is to be the best. The very best.
The news team are walking through a park eating ice cream.
I think the best thing to do with this Corning Stone, keep her in line, is better quick.
Oh, that behind is driving me loco. I'm like a night wolf. Oh!
guys, take it easy. Just take it easy. She's got feelings, too. What? Oh, my God. Well, listen to Burgundy. It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Hey, come on. It's me, Papa Burgundy, all right? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Corny Stone's fair game. Huh? Let the games begin!
There he is.
I'm very aroused.
A rival news team are loitering outside their van.
What's this?
Well. Ron Burgundy and the Channel 4 news team.
Hello, Wes Mantooth. Hello, evening news team.
Hey, nice clothes, gentlemen. I didn't know the Salvation Army was having a sale. Am I right? Look at these guys.
Hey, where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Brick looks pleased with his remark.
What are you doing on our station's turf, Burgundy? You're about to get a serious beatdown.
I will smash your face into a car windshield and then take your mother, Dorothy Mantooth, out for a nice seafood dinner and never call her again.
Dorothy Mantooth is a state! You understand me? Dorothy Mantooth is a state!
Hey, leave the mothers out of this, all right?
He straightens Champ's jacket.
It's not necessary. Besides, I'm sure Wes here is... just upset over finishing second in the ratings again.
Ooh. Oh.
That's completely uncalled for, Burgundy. You know those rating systems are flawed. They don't take into account houses that have more than two television sets and other things of that nature.
I guess I have to take you at your word, number two. You have a great day, fellas. We'll see you around the bend.
Wes thumps the van's bonnet.
Excuse him, what?
Numero two.
Hey, Burgundy! You know those sample audiences aren't big enough! Stop hiding behind those 40 numbers, Burgundy! I'm coming after you! I hate you, Ron Burgundy! I hate you! Can't say one word? Even a guy who can't think says something, you guys just stand there? Come on!
Right, but I think my son is just going through a phase. I have no idea where he would have gotten hold of German pornography. But you and I are mature adults. We've both seen our share of pornographic materials. Oh, you never have? Of course you haven't. How stupid of me. Neither have I. I was just speaking in generalities. Right, I'll stop by the school a little later, Sister Margaret. Bye.
And she insisted on coming in.
Mr. Harkin, sir, I will not have my first story at this news station be about a cat fashion show.
Miss Corningstone, ma'am, you will do the stories to which you are assigned.
Mr. Harkin,
I am a damn good journalist. And this cat show thing is grade A baloney.
It is not baloney. Now go do your job, Missy.
It is baloney.
She turns on her heels and storms out of the office.
Whoa. Hey, Ron. Want to take a run at the new girl? Let the games begin.
Champ, we're not really going to actually do that. We're just flapping our gums.
Oh, yeah. You kill me, Burgundy. Let me just grab this. Oh, sorry about that. Whammy.
Champ?
Yeah?
You're trying to touch my breast, aren't you?
What can I say? I like the way you're put together. What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex. You know, see what happens.
Oh, let me get this over here.
She punches his crotch.
Sorry. Oh, there it is.
Well, I'll give this little cookie an hour before we're doing the no pants dance. Time to musk up.
A plethora of aftershaves.
Wow. Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you going to go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight.
No. She gets a special cologne. It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep. It's made with bits of real panther. So you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
Brian swaggers over to Veronica.
Hey, sweet cheeks. Got an invite I'd like to extend your way.
She wrinkles her nose.
My God. What is that smell? Oh.
That's the smell of desire, m'lady.
God, no, it smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh, excuse me.
You know, desire smells like that to some people.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
The office staff scatter.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Oh.
What's that smell?
Outside, Brian's being hosed down, fully clothed.
This is worse than the time the raccoon got in the copier!
It's very distracting. All right, so when we get to the pet shop...
Look over here! Excuse me, Veronica.
Yes, what is it, Brick?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
The party, the pants... With the pants. Party with pants.
Brick, are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
Did Brian tell you to say this, Brick?
Yes, he did.
Okay. No, I don't want to go to a party in your pants.
Very well. Ian, would you like to go to a party in my pants?
No, Brick.
All right, let's go!
He runs off.
All right.
All right, I'm all right!
I'm telling you, she is a real ball buster.
A real ice queen.
I just burned my tongue.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her 2 tickets to the gun show.
He kisses his biceps.
And see if she likes the goods.
1,001. 1,002.
Mr. Burgundy.
1,003.
Helen said that you needed to see me.
Oh, Miss Corningstone. I wasn't expecting company.
He's shirtless and lifting a dumbbell.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsimus. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You know, I expected it from the rest of them, Mr. Burgundy, but not from you.
Wait a minute! I pickup attempt? I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to sculpt my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Look, my plan was to ask you if I could squire you about town as one professional helping another professional, because I know what it's like to be lonely in a new city.
Really?
Yes, but now I am too hurt. I am and shocked and offended and hurt.
I could do that.
Really?
Well, yes. As a journalist, I should get to know the city that I'm covering. But this is not a date.
No, of course not. Strictly professional.
Wonderful.
Great.
A huge erection is tenting his trousers.
So I pick you up 8 o'clock? Nine.
She points to his groin.
Downstairs.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
Really?
He looks at it.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now. Taking them back to the pants store. Mm. Oh, this is awkward. I will see you later. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He shuffles away, half crouching.
Nothing to look at. Don't act like you're not impressed.
Frame up two.
Let's go to Brian Fantana live on the scene with a Channel 4 News exclusive. Brian?
And to watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Hey, you're making me look stupid. Get out here, panda jerk.
Great story. Compelling and rich. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
It's nighttime and Veronica's waiting in the lobby.
There she is, Veronica, my little China doll. I am full of it tonight.
Oh, silly.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that. Are you ready for our rendezvous?
It's not a date, Ron.
No. Strictly professional. Doesn't mean we can't have fun. Shall we?
Yes.
Ron parks the car on a hilltop overlooking the city.
San Diego. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
What a beautiful view, Mr. Burgundy.
I know. I love this city. It's a fact. It's the greatest city in the history of mankind. Discovered by the Germans in 1904, they named it San Diego. Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
No, there's no way that's correct.
I'm sorry, I was trying to impress you.
Oh.
I don't know what it means. I'll be honest, I don't think anyone knows what it means anymore. Scholars maintain that the translation was lost hundreds of years ago.
Doesn't it mean Saint Diego?
No. No.
No, that's what it means. Really.
Well, agree to disagree.
A little later, they're at a table in a club.
May I take your order?
Yes, I am going to have 3 fingers of Glenlivet with a little bit of pepper and some cheese.
Very good.
I'll take a Manhattan and kick the vermouth in the side with a pair of steel-toed boots.
Certainly.
Thank you, Scott. Wow, quite a drink order.
Oh, well, when in Rome.
Yes. Please go on.
Do as the Romans do. It's an old expression.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Oh.
It's wonderful, though.
Mr. Burgundy!
Gino!
So good to see
How
you.
How are you?
Oh, you're looking fantastic.
Tino? Veronica?
Veronica, well, what a pretty girlfriend. Drinks are on Tino tonight.
No. We're work associates. I work at the station. I'm a journalist there.
Oh, okay. This is a good guy.
Tino's the finest club owner in the city.
My best friend ever, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have a saying in my country about people like him. The coyote of the desert always likes to eat the heart of the young, where the blood drips down to the children for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and only the ribs will be broken in two.
Tino.
Okay, well, Mr. Burgundy, we will be honored if you will play jazz flute for us.
I can't.
Please.
You play jazz flute?
I dabble.
Oh. Would everyone love to hear Ron Burgundy play some jazz flute? Yes! Please. You, get on stage now.
Okay, come I guess on. I can play a little ditty. Honestly.
Come on! Give him a hand!
I'm not prepared. Please. I really am not prepared.
He takes a flute from his sleeve.
This is a surprise, I tell you. Guys, East Harlem Shakedown, E flat. Keep the cymbal splashy, and Jerry, let's take the bass line for a walk. Hold on. I'm not hearing it right. Hold on. We got it now. It's all right.
Fire up,
little ham and eggs coming at you. Hold on, people. Hope you got your griddles. That's baby making music. That's what that is. Let's go.
He struts across the tables, his shoes smashing plates of food. He springs up beside a couple's table, then beside Veronica. He slides under a loo cubicle where a man's on the toilet, then leaps back onto the stage. He dips the end of the flute into a cocktail and sucks up the drink, then puts a lighter to the end of the flute and blows out flames.
Hey, Aqualung! Thank you.
Veronica looks impressed.
You were amazing.
Thank you.
Where did you learn to play like that?
Well, jazz flute has always been a small passion of mine.
So what other passions do you have, Mr. Burgundy?
Well, I have one great passion that lives deep within my loins like a flaming golden hawk. To one day become a network anchor.
Well, believe it or not, we share the same dream. I too want to be a network anchor.
God, you are so beautiful.
He leans towards her.
We really should be going. I swore that I would never get involved with a coworker.
She gets up.
Wait. What if just for tonight, we weren't co-workers, we were co-people?
I don't...
Shh. You be a woman, I'll be a man. That's all.
You continue to surprise me, Mr. Burgundy.
He leans in closer, and their lips meet in an explosion of passion. Veronica clamps her hands on Ron's broad, manly shoulders. Later, they're standing by the bed with Ron kissing her neck.
Oh, I'm storming your castle on my steed, m'lady. Oh.
They fall back onto gold silk sheets.
Oh, mi corazón es el fuego, Julio. Bueno, bueno.
Wait, stop. Stop talking like that. I can't understand you.
Sorry.
me to Pleasure Town.
Oh, we're going.
An animated sign reads Pleasure Town, and cuddly panda bears gesture towards a heart-shaped entrance. In a cartoon, Ron and Veronica are riding galloping unicorns.
I friggin' love you!
I friggin' love you back!
They kiss with Cupid babies hovering around them.
Look, the most glorious rainbow ever!
Tell me on it!
As they ride into the rainbow, the unicorns gallop away, leaving Ron and Veronica to slide through the colors. The next morning, Veronica's leaning up in bed, a cigarette in one hand, staring contemplatively up at the ceiling.
Well done, sir.
He leans up behind her, holding a mug of coffee.
Tip of the cap to you as well, Miss Corningstone.
Lying nearby, Baxter glances at them, raising his hind leg.
I'm having very strong feelings for you, Mr. Burgundy. Mm. But it's very important to me that I be viewed as a professional.
Right. When in Rome.
Yeah, that expression doesn't really apply to what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm...
What I was saying.
I still don't quite understand what it means.
No. You'll find it. No, I was saying that if we continue seeing each other, mm-hmm. that we should keep it relatively quiet around the station.
Absolutely. My wild love tigress. Tasteful discretion is the name of the game. Mm-hmm.
Ron's in the office with his team.
Veronica Corningstone and I had sex, and now we are in love!
Did I say that loud?
Yeah, you pretty much yelled it.
Well, I can't help it. It's fantastic.
What's it like, Ron?
The intimate times? Out of sight, my man.
No. The other thing. Love.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, stuff to explain.
I think I was in love once.
Really? What was her name?
I don't remember.
That's not a good start, but keep going.
She was Brazilian, or Chinese, or something weird. I met her in the bathroom of a Kmart, and we made out for hours. And then we parted ways, never to see each other again.
I'm pretty sure that's not love.
Damn it!
I love carpet. I love desk.
Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Boo! Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I don't know, Ron. That sounds kind of crazy.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man.
Afternoon delight.
Wanna make a phone call here?
Freshen this up.
A cat fashion show. One dressed as a cop, another in leather, another as a pirate.
Oh, look out. Next up, it's Whiskerous Maximus. He is ready to do battle in the arena against the tiniest lion you've ever imagined.
I'm getting some great stuff, Miss Corningstone.
Shut up. I hate cats. All right, let's just do my sign-off and get out of here. It was quite a show down here at the Pet Shack.
And just for today, fashion curiosity did not kill the cat. I'm Veronica Corningstone for Channel 4 News.
And that, of course, was our newest reporter, Veronica Corningstone. She's really great. I'd also like to share with you that we are currently dating, and that she is quite a handful in the bedroom. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at 6 o'clock. For the Channel 4 News team, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All clear.
Uh-oh. I might be in trouble on that one.
I can't believe that you said that we were dating on the air, Ron.
That is good fondue.
Don't you get it, Ron? I want to be an anchor, and that is never going to happen if everyone in San Diego thinks that I'm your bimbo gal pal.
I don't know what to say. I got excited. I just wanted to shout it from on top of a mountain, but I didn't have a mountain. I had a newsroom and a camera. Look, I report the news. That's what I do. And today's top story, in Ron Burgundy's world, read something like this. I love Veronica Corningstone.
Ron.
In the studio.
This is nice, okay? Sitting here.
Oh, yeah.
Brown bagging it.
So the team pancake breakfast is tomorrow morning at 9 instead of 8.
Oh, almost forgot. I won't be able to make it, fellas. Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J. I'm not sure, but apparently you just run for an extended period of time. It's supposed to be wild.
So Ron's not coming?
No, Ron's coming. It's the pancake breakfast. We do it every month.
I realize that. But sometimes you just gotta look yourself in the mirror and say, when in Rome.
The bottom line is, you've been spending a lot of time with this lady, Ron. You're a member of the Channel 4 news team.
That's a given. That's a given.
We need you. Hell, I need you. I'm a mess without you. I miss you so damn much. I miss being with you. I miss being near you. I miss your laugh. I miss your scent. I miss your musk. When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Maybe sit the next couple plays out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna quit saying things when they crop up there in the old skull, huh?
See what it's like when you're not here? Ron, you're our leader. Look what you're doing to the group. Champ's been a mess. Brick can't sleep at night. Here's the thing, I don't trust this chick. We need you around, and she is just using you.
Everyone just relax, all right? Believe me, if there's one thing Ron Burgundy knows, it's women.
I don't know, Ron.
Guess what? I do. I know that one day, Veronica and I are going to get married on top of a mountain. And there's going to be flutes playing and trombones and flowers and garlands of fresh herbs. And we will dance till the sun rises. And then our children will form a family band. And we will tour the countryside, and you won't be invited!
Ron throws down his lunch and stomps off.
I'm telling you, this lady has really crawled into Ron's head.
Good one.
Oh, okay, I understand. You have a nice day, sir. Goodbye.
I could come back later, Mr. Harkin.
Oh, no, it's just parent stuff. It seems that our youngest, Chris, was on something called acid and was firing a bow and arrow into a crowd. You know how kids are.
Hi.
Anywho, what can I do you for?
Well, Mr. Harkin, I feel like I have proven myself as a journalist and that I deserve the opportunity to take on more challenging stories.
Well, ask and you shall receive. Ah, yes, this just came across my desk. Here's a story of a 103-year-old woman out in Chula Vista who claims to have a recipe for the world's greatest meatloaf.
Ooh, now that's a hot lead.
It was very hard for Veronica, but she was a pro and hung tough. But soon, with a simple act of littering, everyone's life would change forever.
Ron's in his car, chomping on a burrito.
Oh, Baxter, you are my little gentleman. I'll take you to foggy London town because you are what, my little gentleman. This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
He throws it out of the window, hitting the biker.
Anthony, clear Batman!
The biker's fallen off his hog and is lying in the middle of the road.
What the hell, bro?
Hello, neighbor.
Did you just throw a burrito out your window?
Huh? I believe I did.
What, are you high or something? Whoa. Did you see what happened?
I did see. That was a terrific little spill. That's quite a raspberry.
That's my chopper you just thrashed, bros of.
Easy, compadre. I'm your friend out here, all right?
I want you to fix my chopper before I stomp your goopy ass.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
You destroyed the only thing I love. All right? There it is. What do you love?
I love poetry. And a glass of scotch. And, of course, my friend Baxter here.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you doing?
The biker drop kicks Baxter off the bridge.
That's how I roll.
Baxter. Huh? No! Where the hell is he?
He'll be here.
I thought he was Mr. Dependable. I put Brick on, but unless he's tracking a storm front, he's completely useless.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Oh.
Hello.
Just want you to know that if Ron does not show up, I am ready to go on.
Sweetheart, you and I have had this discussion a million times. There's never been a woman anchor.
Mr. Harkin, this city needs its news.
Oh.
And you are going to deprive them of that because I have breasts? Exquisite breasts? Now, I am going to go on. And if you want to try and stop me, bring it on. Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news. Now, I've already done one of those today, so what's the other one going to be, huh?
Screwing?
She slaps him across the face.
I will be in makeup.
Jesus, she is terrifying.
Fantana.
Ron, are you okay?
The man put it back, sir.
Calm down. Breathe, Ron. Breathe.
The man! That's from the motorcycle!
What did the bad man do, Ron?
The motorcycle on the bridge! I hit him with a burrito!
Ron!
He took him with his foot! And he kicked him! That's what he did!
Someone punted him?
No, wait! Wait, let me say something! Let me say something!
What? I didn't understand a one word you said.
Ron, are you okay? Ron.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Look, he's got a Corning Stone on. He's gonna put Corning Stone on! I've got to do the news!
Ron races off. Veronica's sitting behind the news desk, ready for the broadcast. Brick stares at her with wide eyes.
You're not Ron.
Ron in 10. Good luck, lady.
Ready then, out.
Power.
Rolling out.
Power.
Champ leans over to her.
One slip. And you're gone. Whammy.
And your reporter in the field, Brian Fantana. It's Channel 4 News at 6 o'clock.
Good evening. Ron Burgundy is off tonight. I'm Veronica Corningstone. Tonight's top story.
Okay, we're off and running.
Wearing ski masks.
Made off with over $20,000 from an area bank in a daring early morning robbery.
Ron snatches a man's cigarette.
And the winner of the frog leaping contest was Hoppy, with a jump of 7 feet, 10 inches. I used to date a guy named Hoppy down in Alabama. He was quite a jumper, too. Well, that'll do it for us at 6 o'clock. From all of us here at Channel 4 News, I'm Veronica Corningstone. And thanks for stopping by, San Diego.
All clear!
Not bad, Miss Corningstone. Not bad at
all. Thank you, Mr. Harkin. That felt good. That felt really good.
I liked your little sign-off line, too, Missy.
You did. It just came through me. It was so organic. It was so wonderful. Thank you.
Ron rushes into the studio.
Ron, darling, I'm so glad you're all right. Oh, God. I have something so magnificent to tell you. Listen.
I'm here. We can do the news now. It's all right, everyone.
I want to talk to you about it.
We can do the news. Hold on. Everyone, why are we all standing around? Let's go.
Ron, we just did it. Veronica filled in for you.
Oh, what?
Listen, sweetheart, we were so worried about you and we waited as long as we could, but... darling, I did the news and I nailed it. I nailed it.
Wait, Veronica, please tell me this is some kind of sick... tasteless joke.
You weren't here. Why are you being this way? Why can't you just be proud of me as a peer and as my gentleman lover?
Oh, jeez. I can't believe you did this to me. You read my news.
I told you that I wanted to be an anchor. I told you that.
I thought you were kidding. I thought it was a joke. I even wrote it down in my diary. Veronica had a very funny joke today. I laughed at it later that night.
I can't believe that I cared for you.
Get out. Just go. We are through. Through. Because of your actions, you scorpion woman.
You have broken my heart, Mr. Burgundy. You have broken my heart.
From there on out, things just got worse for Ron Burgundy. Corningstone was a star, and everything started to move awfully fast after her big break.
All right, everyone, I just got a call from network. It looks like our broadcast last night received a 2-point ratings boost, and the decision has been passed down to make Veronica our co-anchor.
What? No. Oh, no.
No! No! No!
This is so wonderful. Ed, come here, you big silly man. You
come
big
on,
silly
Ed.
Man. We did it.
What is this, amateur hour?
Veronica's female colleagues congratulate her. Now she's all over the news. Headlines report her breaking up child and drug rings. Another paper prints the story, Ron Burgundy finishes second in hot dog eating contest. As the Channel 4 news team stride towards the camera in a promotional clip, Ron tries to edge Veronica out of the way.
What Brian didn't tell you was that those were not real pirates. They looked convincing, though.
Oh, yes.
Well, for all of us here at Channel 4 News, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mainly, stay classy.
Thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy. Ron Burgundy. You are a real hooker. And I'm going to slap you in public.
The audience can only see them apparently chatting politely over the credits.
You have man boobs.
You've got a dirty, whorish mouth. That's what you have. I'm going to punch you in the ovary. That's what I'm going to do. A straight shot.
Ooh, ow.
Right to the baby maker.
Jazz flute is for little fairy boys.
Okay, you know what? That's uncalled for. I can't work with this woman.
It's terrible.
Later, Ron rings Veronica.
It's ringing.
Veronica Corningstone.
Hello, Veronica. This is Mike Rithjen from the network. You've just been promoted, and you're going to need to move to Moscow. So why don't you just start cleaning up your desk, and we'll see you in the morning. We'll pick you up in a van.
Excuse me, what did you say your name was?
Mike Rithjen. It's not important. Just start cleaning your desk, and we'll pick you up in the morning.
Tell her she might want to get a coat.
Hold on. Veronica?
What was it?
Tell her she should get a coat.
Also, you know, I don't know if you know Moscow. That's pretty cold. You might want to buy a coat.
Are you and Champ having a good time today, Ron?
Are we what?
I can see you, Ron.
What?
I can see you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
What?
Shoot, she knew it was me.
Now Ron slips the announcer a bribe.
You're watching Channel 4 News with 5-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Ron Burgundy and Tits McGee.
Good evening, San Diego. I'm Veronica Corningstone. Tits McGee is on vacation.
And I'm Tits. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Veronica Corningstone.
This is your doctor.
I have your pregnancy report here. And guess what? You got knocked up, so you should probably get out of news.
Who is this?
This is Dr. Chim. Dr. Chim Richards. Richards?
Ron, is this you?
I'm a professional doctor. You saw me, you don't remember.
Wait. You should move. You should get out of the business.
This is pathetic.
You're pathetic.
What did she say?
I think she bought it.
Oh, she's looking this way.
Whoa.
Ron and Cham act casual.
I tell you what, it's just not working. She's making us look like a bunch of fools.
Ellen, where's the party?
Children, grow up.
Son of a bee sting! She's turning the entire office against us!
This is grim. Real grim. What are we gonna do?
There's only one thing a man can do when he's suffering from a spiritual and existential funk.
Go to the zoo, flip off the monkeys?
No. Buy new suits.
The men leap into the air and hurry off. Later, they find themselves in a back alley.
Where the hell's the suit store? We've been walking for 45 minutes.
Rick, I thought you said this was a shortcut.
Fantastic. Well, is it a shortcut or not?
Okay.
Jeez.
Wes and his crew cycle towards them.
Hey!
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Burgundy and the ladies went out for a little stroll, huh? You always go out walking around and talking things through.
Keep a tight perimeter.
Yes, sirree. Well, well, well. Ron Burgundy and the Channel 4 news team. Where's your mommy?
You back off, evening news team.
You know, I understand that they had to bring a female in. Change your diapers. Wipe the dribble away from your bubbling lips. Rub Vaseline all over your hiney and tell you that it's special and different from everyone else's.
He said hiney.
Brent, get back over here.
Hiney.
Does she tuck you in, Ronnie? Give you a little kiss on your forehead. Tell you everything's gonna be okay.
I've had enough of you, Mantooth. This is gonna end right here, right now. Let's dance, dickweed.
You wanna dance, Ronnie?
Wes pulls out a flick knife.
I want a polka.
Ron's wielding a table leg, Brian's holding a revolver, and Brick's clutching a hand grenade.
Come get a taste. Rick, where'd you get a hand grenade?
I don't know.
All right. Let's do this. Hey!
If you're gonna have a fight, then don't forget Channel 2 News with me, lead anchor Frank Richard. You dirtbags have been in third place for 5 years. Yeah? Well, you're about to be in dead place.
Another news crew joins the standoff.
Not so fast, you ingrates! Public news team is taking a break from its pledge drive to kick some ass. No commercials! No mercy! Yeah!
And another.
¿Cómo están, bitches? Spanish language news is here. Tonight's top story. The sewers run red with Burgundy's blood. Yeah, yeah!
Ah, looks like we got ourselves a bilingual blood fest.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one. No touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
And that's it! Now let's do this!
Vamos,
The news crews stand off, each waiting for the other to act.
Begin!
The news crews fight, and Brick yells as he clutches his grenade. Champ throws the Spanish news anchor into a car windscreen. Ron beats someone with his table leg, and a man on fire staggers along the melee. Two newsreaders on horseback trap Brian in a net. Brick hurls a trident into another anchor's chest.
I'm gonna straight up murder your ass.
Frank's arm's chopped off.
I did not see that coming!
Wes puts a knife to Ron.
Now I'll be number one.
No, you won't!
Policia!
The news crews all scatter, dropping their weapons as they run. Now Ron's in his office drinking a beer.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that. Brick killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder. I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you gotta do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.
Can you believe Mantooth and the whole Channel 9 Evening News team? I mean, where's your mommy? Someone's got to change your diapers. I'm telling you, this Corningstone business is really hurting our rep.
I know exactly what you mean, Brian. Every newsman in this city's laughing at us. And I don't like it.
I don't like the put-downs.
But we're going to do something about it. It is time to put an end to this. Because last time I looked in the dictionary, my name's Ron Burgundy. What's your name?
Brian Fantana.
Champ Kind.
Brian Fantana.
No, you're Brick.
Brian.
I'm Brian.
I...
Garth, I need to look at these tapes for a potential lead.
Well, Ron's using the machine to play his local Emmy acceptance speech from last year.
I tried to ask her out on a date.
Turn the music off! I'm still talking!
I don't even remember doing it.
Excuse me, Miss Cornerstone, what are you doing?
I need to use this machine so I can watch a tape for a story, Ron.
Well, I'm using the tape. I'm showing Jeffrey here my Emmy tape. We are watching history.
Mr. Burgundy, I'm a professional. And I would like to be able to do my job.
Well, big deal. I am very professional.
Mr. Burgundy, you are acting like a baby.
I'm not a baby. I'm a man. I am an anchor man.
You are not a man. You are a big fat joke.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
I will have you know that I have more talent and more intelligence in my little finger than you do in your entire body, sir.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
You look like a blueberry.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Well, you have bad hair.
What did you say?
I said your hair looks stupid.
A fire ignites in his eyes, and he throws her over a table.
Let him work it out!
It's between the two of them!
She picks up a typewriter and tosses it at him. She leaps off a desk and pins him to the floor.
They're just talking! They're just talking! I hate you!
I hate you more!
She grabs some pepper spray from her bag and squirts him in the face. Having snapped the aerial off the television, she whips him across the back. Ron tries to squirt her with a pepper spray, but only succeeds in spraying himself.
Stop! All right, stop! Stop what you're doing right now! I will not have my newsroom be divided. Ah! Knights of Columbus, that hurts!
The women have gone for dinner.
I was like, who is that guy?
I just... I can't believe what Ron did to you. It is so awful. Yes. Have you ever thought about fighting fire with fire? What do you mean? I have some information that you can choose to use or not use. Up to you. Ron Burgundy will read anything that is put on that teleprompter. And when I say anything, I mean
That night, Veronica crosses out Ron's sign-off line from the teleprompter.
Arnold, Q1.
After the photo mat was destroyed, the bear scampered back into the woods.
Apparently, he wasn't too happy with his color prints.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
What in the name? No!
Nobody talks about Vice City that way! Ron Burgundy's ass is grass!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
Dump out! Dump out!
Hello, Edward.
Ron, I've got to fire you.
Well, I've got to fire you. Bing, bong, bong.
You're fired, Ed. Do you even know what you just said? Oh, great Odin's raven. Are you happy, Ron?
Veronica, she put that in the teleprompter.
You're probably right, but this is bad, Ron. Real bad. My hands are tied. I gotta fire you.
Now, Ed, let's hold on. Let's count to 10, all right? That's a rash decision. Okay? Is this about something else?
Ed, there's 300 very angry San Diegoites. San Diego-ins. San Diegoans.
San Diegans.
San Diegans.
San Diegans, out in front of the station. They want Ron's blood.
They want to hurt you, Ron.
Ron, why did you say that? Why, Ron? What? You're my hero, Ron.
Garth, I...
You come out with stink like that. Poop. Poop mouth. Poop out of your mouth.
Garth, if I were to give you some money out of my wallet, would that ease the pain?
I hate you, Ron Burgundy! I hate you!
Ron's escorted out by security.
I can't believe you did this to me! Were you happy?
No, Ron, I'm not!
I have nothing left! Nothing! I've been reduced to rubble!
Ron!
Come on, man! These people are about to tear you apart!
I have
Move,
nothing!
Please! Move!
No! No! Ron paces the streets and a man throws a newspaper at him. A mother with her young child walk by.
Mr. Burgundy, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Please, I...
You are an awful man. You are truly a disappointment with all the Burgundy.
Bob Dylan once wrote, "The times, they are a-changin'." Ron Burgundy had never heard that song. So when he fell hard.
Ron's in bed watching the Channel 4 news.
It's Channel 4 News at 6 o'clock.
Good evening, San Diego. I'm lead anchor Veronica Corningstone. Tonight's top story, an ultrasound of Ling Wong, the most famous panda in the world, shows that her baby is doing quite well.
Ow!
He staggers to the telephone.
Ron Burgundy, stay classy.
Hello, this is Ron. Hello. Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
Who is this? Baxter? Is that you? Baxter! Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee. Is this Wilt Chamberlain?
Have the courage to say something! Hello! Hello!
Veronica's hung up. A drunk, disheveled Ron walks the streets.
Hey, you watch yourself, mister. Hey, lady in the red hat. Yeah.
Guys, it's me, Ron. Fellas!
Harkin said he'd fire us if we talked to you.
What?
I'm sorry.
Brian! It's Ronnie!
Ron!
Champ!
Ron!
Champ? Go, Brick. My sweet Brick. Brick, come hug me. I know you want to.
I am completely miserable, San Diego.
He drinks milk from the carton.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
3 months later.
Yes, yes. Chris, listen to me. Put down the gun and let the marching band go. We'll play it off as a prank. We'll straighten it out later. I'm getting another call. Ed Harkin. What? Oh, my God. Listen, everybody. Ling Wong the panda is giving birth. Get Corning Stone over there right away. The network is picking up the feed. I want a shot of that panda being born.
News crews are gathering at the zoo.
This is Ted Nightingale, Channel 6 News, Los Angeles, reporting from the San Diego Zoo. And this is the moment the entire world has been waiting for.
I can only speculate as to the sex of the panda, but if I had to guess, I'd say female.
Excuse me. Press. Hey, press. Suzanne, press.
Ow.
Scotty, what do you got?
I got nothing. All I can see is a blue curtain thing.
Oh, damn it. All right, you go over there and see if you can get a shot. I'm going to go this way.
Hey, lady, why don't you go fetch me a sandwich?
Okay, I'll go get your sandwich, and
Thank
then
you.
I'll show you the ratings where you're number two to a woman. Ouch. Don't lose any more hair over it.
Whatever.
We're live, Mr. Mantu.
Good afternoon, San Diego. We're here today to celebrate the birth of a panda.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. And I make fart noises with my mouth. And I like to cut.
Hey, nutjob! Quit the singing! Creeping out all the regulars.
I'm expressing my inner anguish to the majesty of song!
Look, Trunky, you've been coming in here every day, stinking up the joint with your craziness. Now what the hell is wrong with you?
I've got no heart! Because a she-devil stole it! And you know what the worst part about it is? She's better than me! She's better than me.
You know, times are changing. The ladies can do stuff now. And you're gonna have to learn how to deal with that.
What? Were you saying something? Look, I don't speak Spanish.
Veronica finds a vantage point from where she can see the panda.
Scotty! Scotty, I have the shot! Scotty! Scotty!
Hey, that is some fantastic shot you got there. That's the kind of shot that gets you to the top of network news.
Well, we hope.
We at public television, we're really down with the woman's lib thing.
You know, that is so refreshing to me, because the struggle that I...
He pushes her into an enclosure.
Howie! For the shot. Up a little, up.
You son of a bitch!
Shh. Don't want to wake up your friend.
A sign warns quiet, please, Kodiak bears hibernating.
Simply vanished. I don't know.
How do you lose your lead
everywhere.
Anchor?
I can't find Corning Stone.
Where the hell is she?
No one's seen her.
I can't believe this. Every news outlet in the world is looking for coverage on this. I've got no damn lead anchor. Damn it. Get me a phone. I can't believe I'm about to do this.
Rocky's Bar Grill Fine Dining.
Is there an anchor man there?
Hold on.
This is killing me to do this. I'd rather slit my throat. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Ron?
Who is this?
It's me, Ron. Ed.
Who?
Ed Harkin.
I don't know a Ned.
Ed Harkin.
Ed! Ed, hello?
Listen, Ron. Our Miss Corningstone disappeared in the midst of the biggest story of the year. We need you down here right away.
Wait, Ed. Does this mean you're asking me to report the news again?
Yes.
Ed! That's wonderful! Thank you!
Ed, hold on. I wanted to say a few words.
You have always been a good friend.
Right. Right. Get down here as quickly as you can.
Ed, I'll be down there. And I'm going to look good.
Ron puts the phone down and vanishes into the gents. A moment later, he reappears, smart and coiffured.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn! That dude cleans so good!
If I'm gonna do this, I'll need my news team at my side.
He blows on a conch, and hundreds of birds take flight.
News team! Assemble!
A soggy Baxter trots out of a river and barks, Ron, I'm coming.
News team, assemble!
Hey, Ron. What's up? Oh. Hi. Didn't see you there.
We've been here literally the entire time you have.
I'm a little embarrassed. Look, I just got the call from Harkin. He wants me back. But I can't do this without my news team.
I don't know, Ron. That was half a lifetime ago. We're different people now.
And when you left, the hurt was so deep. I just don't know if I can go through that again.
I mean, think about what you're asking, man.
I think about going down, man.
Gentlemen, there was a time when you called me your lead anchor. Will you follow me again?
I'm getting too old for this shit.
To the news van! To the news van!
The news van arrives at the zoo. Ron climbs out and knocks into a shopping trolley full of cans.
Bobby! Ron Burgundy! He's back!
All right, gentlemen. Let's try to get a good position for the story. How does the hair look?
Magnificent. You have hair like an angel.
Oh. Network talent scout.
Ooh, this is a hop. I'm actually nervous. Let's go get him, guys.
Wait!
Did you just hear something?
Veronica!
Help!
Are you okay?
Shh!
How did you get down there?
Just go get somebody, please.
Hold on! Oh, my God, we've got to do something.
Whoa, Ron, I don't want to sound cruel, but I mean...
There's a network talent scout over there.
This is a tough decision. So much to think about. Basically, the biggest story of my career launching me to a level I've never known before, or saving the woman I used to have familial relations with.
This is hard! I am in a pickle!
Ron, I know it sounds harsh, but God does not want her to live.
No, hold on. It's clear now. We go into the bear pit.
No, Ron, no!
He jumps into the enclosure.
I immediately regret this decision.
Ron, what are you doing? Why didn't you go get help?
These bears are massive! They looked a lot smaller from up there.
Fan out, let's go find Harkin.
It's all right. I think it's all right, my sweet chinchilla.
Ron, yes. In case we die here today,
yes.
There's something that you should know. That dirty trick with the teleprompter, it wasn't my...
Sweet Eli Whitney's nose, it wasn't you, was it? It was Wes Mantooth. Oh, I should have known.
No. No, I did it.
You bitch! You woke the bears. Why did you do that?
Somebody in the bear pit! Oh, my God!
It took my impending death for me to realize how much I need you.
Oh, Ron.
Those bears are gonna hurt them.
News team, let's hunt.
News team!
The news team leap into the enclosure.
Bear bite!
Brian exchanges blows with one of the bears, whilst another has sunk its teeth into Champ's suit.
Hit him in the uvula!
Hey, Ron! I'm riding a furry tractor!
The Bears have descended on the news team, and it's not going well. Clearly, after today,
a bear rips off his other arm.
Come on! Oh, God! It's getting fever, goddamn ridiculous!
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Baxter barks Ron and jumps down to them.
Baxter!
The tiny dog trots up to one of the bears and says, "Leave these people alone. They mean you no harm." The bear responds, "We bears are a proud race. They must pay for their intrusion." Baxter responds, "In my travels, I've met one of your kind. His name was Katow Joe. We became friends." The bear growls back, "Katow Joe is my cousin. Go in peace." As the bear backs away, Baxter says, "I will tell tales of your compassion." The bear replies, "Fare thee well, Baxter. You shall always be a friend of the bears."
Look! They're following their mother!
It's instinct.
Oh, Baxter! Oh, Baxter, you're still alive! Oh, I'm so happy! I will lick you in front of everyone to show my joy.
Well, he really likes that dog.
As Ron climbs a ladder out of the bear enclosure, Wes grabs hold of it.
It's always a long fall from the top, isn't it?
Easy, Wes.
I've been waiting to say this to you for a long time, honey.
All right.
Deep down in my stomach, with every inch of me, I pure, straight hate you. But goddammit, do I respect you.
Wes kisses Ron on the forehead and offers him a hand up.
Thank you, brother.
Today we spell redemption. R-O-N.
Ron, I think you've got a story to report.
Are you sure, Ed?
Do it. It's the story you were born to tell.
San Diego's waiting. Go get him.
Make way! Ron Burgundy is about to report on pandas.
Count me down. Three.
You're alive, Mr. Burgundy.
This is Ron Burgundy, proudly reporting once again for Channel 4 News. Today's story is one of the more remarkable things ever to happen to San Diego, or even the world. But in order to properly retell it, I'm going to need some help from my co-anchor, Miss Veronica Corningstone.
No, high pressure.
No, Britt.
Britt, no, high pressure.
Go stand over there.
Oh, Ron. Ron, there are literally thousands of men that I should be with instead, but I am 72% sure that I love you.
They tentatively kiss one another.
Yes, redemption was sweet for Ron Burgundy.